This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The final electoral roll for the Bihar Assembly elections will be published today. The Election Commission will release it online, according to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar. Physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers cum district magistrates. The final roll will also be provided to all recognized national and state level political parties following the SIR campaign. The draft electoral roll was published on the 1st of August this year. India has welcomed the United States President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. Israeli Ambassador to India, Rowan Azhar, has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for backing the US-led peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Gaza. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Azhar described the development as historic. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research to address the challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing national consultation on the sustainable sugarcane economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists and industry stakeholders. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the research will be focused on benefiting farmers and finding practical solutions for them. The Tamil Nadu police has arrested three persons in connection with the Karur stampede case. Tamilaga Vetri Karagam functionaries Madhi Aragan and Masi Pawan Raj were summoned by the Karur police, last evening. After a detailed inquiry, they were arrested by the police and were produced before the court. The Northern Railway has ordered the resumption of 8 long-distance trains from Jammu station from Thursday after ensuring the safety and continuity of tracks damaged by heavy rains and floods in August this year. Heavy rainfall in the Jammu-Pathankot and Jammu-Katra sections had severely affected rail services in the division, with tracks and bridges bearing the brunt of the floods. In Pakistan, 8 people were killed and 19 injured when a powerful car bomb exploded outside the Quetta Frontier Constabulary FC headquarters. Balochistan has long been troubled by violence from groups like the banned Baloch Liberation Army. On September 3, a suicide bombing at a political rally in Quetta killed 11, leaving over 40 injured. Indian women cricket team has scored 43 runs for 1 in 10 overs in the first match of ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025 in Guwahati. Sri Lanka won the toss and decided to bowl first. Pratika Rawal and Harleen Deol were on the crease when the rain stopped the match. Indian team led by Harmanpreet Kaur is looking to end a 47-year wait of Indian women's cricket team for their maiden ICC title. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty ended marginally lower in the range-bound market today. The Sensex lost 97 points to close at 80,268, while Nifty decreased 24 points to settle at 24,611. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange closed flat. The mid-cap index as well as small-cap index almost remain unchanged. Today, Market Mantra program will be broadcast from 8:10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. instead of its usual time at 6:30 p.m. So tune in to Akashvani FM Gold 100.1 MHz at 8:10 p.m. today to listen to Market Mantra. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch today. Similar conditions are also expected over parts of northeastern India, Andaman, Nicobar Islands, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Odisha during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.